Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, February 1st. Happy Saturday! I hope that you have a wonderful day and that this day is a day of rest, even if you're running from here to there, that you would be able to enjoy creation. I'm hoping it's going to be a little sunny today and maybe 70 degrees here in Birmingham. In Numbers today, we're in chapter 11, verses 4 through 17. In the Student Study Bible, this little passage is called Trials in the Desert. Now, we're not going to read all of Numbers 11, but the part that we're reading is where the people of Israel are frustrated with manna. Manna is the little coriander seed-like food that God provided for the Israelites, but it wasn't pleasing to them. So we're going to read about that. We're going to read about Moses' frustration at having to be their caretaker, and then the provision of God. Numbers 11, starting in verse 4. Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving. And the people of Israel also wept again and said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like that of delium. The people went about and gathered it and ground it in handmills or beat it in mortars and boiled it in pots and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. When the dew fell upon the camp at night, the manna fell with it. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their clans, everyone at the door of his tent. And in anger, the Lord blazed hotly, and Moses was displeased. Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you dealt ill with your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom, as a nurse carries a nursing child,' to the land that you swore to give to their fathers? Where am I to get the meat to give to all these people? For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I'm not able to carry all this people alone. The burden is too heavy for me. If you will treat me like this, kill me at once. If I find favor in your sight, that I may not see my wretchedness." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand there with you. And I will come down and talk to you there. And I will take some of your spirit that is on you and put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you may not bear it yourself alone." If you keep reading on in the passage, God does give the people meat. He provides them with quail in abundance, but he also punishes them because of their greed. Meanwhile, Moses, who is overwhelmed with all of the leadership, asks God for help, and God sends 70 people to share in the burden of leading the people. Our second reading today is from Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 14, and we'll go through verse 22. "And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. Now when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. And a scribe came up and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of the disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead." At first glance, this seems very harsh when Jesus is telling the man, "Follow me and let the other people bury the dead." But there are several things that we need to consider here. Perhaps, first of all, it doesn't mean that the father is on his deathbed, but waiting until a time when his parent passes away, and that could take years. And honestly, we all know on the flip side that Jesus was only in ministry for 3 years, and so Jesus is emphasizing the urgency of following him. Also, Jesus is saying that following him is the most important thing we can do, more important than any of our worldly concerns, even including our family obligations. Finally, I think that this passage makes us challenge or examine our priorities. Are we putting off fully committing ourselves to Christ because we have something else that we want to see come to fruition, or we want to spend our resources on ourselves or our comfort, or even because of traditions that we might hold? Jesus calls us to total devotion. And so that is a challenge for me today, as I know it is a challenge for you as well. Our third reading today is from Proverbs chapter 1, because it's the first day of February, verses 1 through 3. And this is a framework for the book of Proverbs and what we will learn and hopefully what God will teach us as we lean into his wisdom. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Tomorrow we'll get a new Bible verse, a memory verse, but today let's say this week's one more time, Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. "And he said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.'" Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We are convicted by it because we are greedy and we are complainers. And we ask, Lord, that you would change our hearts to be settled and gracious and grateful. Lord, we thank you for your word in Matthew as well. We ask, Lord, that you would heal in the situations that we see our family and our friends in. We ask for your healing touch upon them. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us to make our following you our first priority. As we go through the Proverbs this semester, Lord, would you help us to receive instruction and to follow the instruction on righteousness, justice, and equity. And we pray all of these things in the strong name of Jesus our Lord, who, when we experience trials, is right there with us. We love you, Lord. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.